And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Just before those promos, we had a fun by tree with Erlip Cecile. Now I should be joined on the line by Maeve Leahy. Good morning to you, Maeve.
Hi, Jenny. How's it going? How are you?
Grand. Maeve, how are you this morning? Okay?
Yeah, no, it's great. It's a lovely morning out there, so all's well.
Brilliant, brilliant. And on today's show, we're talking a little bit about motor neuron. If well, because from the north side, we have the north side people here, and there was quite a touching story there. Loretta was telling her story about how she's coping with motor neuron. For people who don't really know what it is, can you tell us what it is?
Yeah, that's no problem at all. Motor neuron disease, or MND, is a progressive neurological condition, and it attacks the motor neurons, or the nerves in the brain and the spinal cord. So the messages gradually stop reaching muscles, which then leads to weakness and wasting. So motor neuron disease really affects the everyday things that most of us would take for granted, walking, talking, eating, drinking, swallowing, even breathing. So I suppose everything that I had to do this morning to get myself up in the morning, get dressed, brush my hair, brush my teeth, somebody with motor neuron disease would have had to have help with that.
And is there any, have they found what causes it? Is there any known cause for it?
Well, I suppose that's why we're very lucky in this country to have a fantastic research team with Professor Orla Hardiman in Beaumont and Trinity College. But at the moment, I suppose 90% of all motor neuron disease cases would be sporadic, as in there's no known reason why somebody has, I suppose, been diagnosed with motor neuron disease. 10% of all cases, however, are familial, as in there's a genetic reason why they would have gotten motor neuron disease.
And how common is it in Ireland?
Currently, there are about 320 people living with motor neuron disease in Ireland. One person is diagnosed every 4 days. I suppose, unfortunately, motor neuron disease is often referred to as the 1,000-day disease, as most people would die within 1,000 days of being diagnosed.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, no, it's a 3 to 5 year average life expectancy, but unfortunately, some people die a lot quicker, and you know, there are a few that will actually I suppose survive a lot longer. I mean, there is a very rare form of motor neuron disease, and you could live upwards of 10 years. In fact, we have a man living in Louth, and he's had motor neuron disease for 34 years.
Really?
And it's, yes,
it's such a difference, isn't it? Like, so
yeah,
it's only 1,000 days since 34 years. So
I know it's unfortunately that, you know, that's a very rare form, but on average it's only 3 to 5 years.
So I suppose there's research going into it all the time to find out.
Exactly.
And is there any, like, there's no cure for it, as you said, but how do they keep the symptoms at bay?
Well, and there is, I suppose there's one treatment, and it's a drug called Riluzole or Riluzole, and that is found to increase life expectancy by 3 months. I suppose the main thing with motor neuron disease is kind of symptom management, and that is one of the main things, I suppose, that we as an association do. It's basically enabling people with motor neuron disease to live as comfortable as possible and live as active citizens in their own home. So I suppose what we would do is we provide specialised equipment, things like motorised wheelchairs, reclining beds, you know, communication aids like iPads, so that people, you know, that are having speech difficulties that are able to still communicate. We also have 3 dedicated M&D nurse specialists that travel the length and breadth of Ireland, going around to clients and their families, offering advice and helping them with symptom management. And then obviously we provide counselling and funding towards home help as well. So there is an awful lot, and with the new specialised equipment, you know, it really does enable people to live as active citizens for you know, as long as possible.
And I suppose people probably know a lot more about the disease because of the film Stephen Hawking's that's been on cinema recently, and his fight. Now, he lived quite a long time with it as well. You know, he is.
Yeah, no, he's the same, as I suppose he's got a very, very rare form, and but as I said, that wouldn't really be the norm.
Yeah.
But he is lucky enough to, I suppose, have had quite a very successful, and as you said, he's had it for quite a number of years.
Yeah, that's true. And does it specifically hit a certain gender or age group?
No, unfortunately, I mean, they do say it's predominantly an older age disease that affects people maybe over the 60s, but we've had people under the age of 20 being diagnosed, and you know, so I suppose it affects it can affect really anybody.
Okay, it's just it's something that you hear a little bit about, but you don't know much about, you know.
And exactly, yeah.
You know, I haven't actually ever known anyone who had, you know, motor neuron. And it, when you said like your it affects your breathing and everything, so it kind of, you know, it affects every organ of your body. That it's quite, say, like it's quite a scary, I suppose. Scary, I suppose, illness to get. But then again, you know, I suppose your symptoms can come on gradually, or can they come on very sudden?
That's the one thing with motor neuron disease, I suppose, is that they, you know, it affects everybody very differently. So initially, somebody like their lower motor neuron can be affected. So it could start, I suppose, seeing symptoms, and maybe how they walk, they might find that they're limping, or other people's speech might be affected first. So it really varies from person to person. I suppose that really is why I suppose you've invited me on today, is to actually help spread the awareness of motor neuron disease. Throughout the month of June, we are trying to encourage people to drink tea for MND, because on the 21st of June, it is Global ALS or MND Day. And, you know, around the country, we just want people to drink tea for MND. And if they would like to get involved with this campaign, all they have to do is email fundraising@imnda.ie or give the office a call on 1-800-403-403. We have other events, I suppose, throughout the month as well. I know there's a ball happening on the 27th of June in the Doubletree by the Hilton. So if there's anybody in Dublin that wants to pop along to that, they can get their tickets at www.thejuneball.com. And if, you know, it's, you know, they feel that, you know, they're not in a position to go to the ball or to organise a tea day, you can also make a donation by texting MND to 50300 to donate €2.
Okay, so that's text MND to 50300. And make it €2 donation, or else, as you said, the awareness day is for the month of June, but you're doing this day the 21st of June, and drink tea for MND. And I mean, there's people telling the story, if you have the Northside People, is it this week or last week, where that lady Loretto has told her story and how her symptoms began. And you know, I suppose just have a read of that, and do keep in mind that it is the 21st of June, and drink tea for MND. And if you want to donate €2, to text MND to 50300. And your association there, your PR communication and fundraising officer with the Motor Neuron Association, how do you keep that going? Are you government funded?
Over 86% of our funds actually come from donations and fundraising. So we only get a very small percentage of our income through grants and government funding. So that is why really initiatives like this are so, so important. We really have to keep fundraising, because I suppose, like a service like ours, the equipment is quite costly. So we're continually fundraising, and we're continually looking at people, I suppose, even if they have an hour or two to volunteer with us and to give us a dig out. We've loads of events that go on throughout the year, and I'd urge people, particularly if they want to hear more about Loretto Dempsey's story, to go onto our website, which is www.imnda.ie, and you can read all about Loretto's story and all about her upcoming events for the year.
Great, and a very, very courageous woman there. And there's posters on the back of buses and everything, so it's getting it out there for the month of June, to get it out and let people know exactly what it is. And
exactly.
Brilliant. Okay, well, listen, Maeve, thanks for talking to us today, and good luck on the 21st of June. But for the whole month of June, I know we're coming kind of near to the end of June, do keep it in mind. And once again, if you want to just, it's only €2, you can text MND to 50300. And if you want to find out any more information, you can give the organisation a ring on 1-800-403-403. Did I get that right?
Yeah, it's 1-800-403-403, or you can email info@imnda.ie.
Brilliant. Okay, well, good luck with that. Maybe we'll come back on and we'll have another chat about it in a couple of months' time.
I will, of course. Listen, thanks a million.
Brilliant. Okay, thanks for that.